With regard to the hadith of Jibreel, which we have read, and in which there were many points, first further commentary on it, the ulama of hadith attach great importance to this hadith because of its comprehensive nature. That is, it has covered all aspects of our deen, though very briefly, but it has outlined and put the titles, and we have to fill in all the details by studying the rest of the deen. According to Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, this hadith may be referred to as Ummussunan, Sunnah, as the mother of all the Sunnah, because it teaches us all the details, just as the Quran Sharif, because it encompasses a great deal of information, just as Surah Al-Fatiha is called Ummul Quran. The Quran, the Surah Fatiha, Alhamd Sharif, in it the whole contents of the Quran is contained in there. So just like that, this Hadith of Jibreel contains all the teachings of the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Further we see Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam appeared amongst the Sahaba dressed very neatly and tidily. Hence we learn that a presentable outward appearance has an impact on the inward, and the real appearance must be according to Sunnah. That is the greatest form, not any way that is contrary to Sunnah. And this dressing according to Sunnah will have a great impact on the inside of a person also. And the more a person is dressed according to Sunnah, and even in our Islamic dressing, not any fashion and not following the ways of other people, but following the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all this has got a great impact and effect on the inside of a person. His humility, in fact his way of thinking, everything, the clothing has an effect on a person. Jibreel alayhi salam's posture and behavior demonstrate the respect and honor a student should display to his teacher. How Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and sat in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam with all the respect, that teaches us what relationship a student should have with his teacher. And this aspect of adab and respect is a very, very important thing in order to acquire only not the knowledge of deen, but to acquire deen itself. Without respect, we might get the knowledge of deen, but deen itself will not come if we don't have respect for our asatiza, our ustaz. He is addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by name. According to some ulama, proves that the angels are not included in the Quranic injunction not to address Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by name. For us, to address Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Ya Muhammad, this will be regarded as disrespect. But for Jibreel alayhi salam, it appears that they are excluded from them. The hadith teaches us that we are required to be conscious of Allah Ta'ala with the highest level of humility and sincerity in all conditions and actions. And that is the real reason why Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought this hadith in this chapter, that we develop the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala in all our aspects, and the height of everything is our salat, our namaz. And we all should consider how much do we think of Allah Ta'ala, how much are we conscious of Allah even in our namaz. From the starting of Allahu Akbar right through, how much do we? And that was actually to bring that consciousness. So we should work towards this and bring Allah's consciousness in all our actions. Whatever we do, not only our namaz or not only our deeni matters, but we are doing our dunya's matters, that also should be done with the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Our relationship with our wives, for example, If we do it with the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, we will see we develop a very beautiful and a very good relationship. And if we do it without the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, being conscious of Allah Ta'ala, then we find that shaitan has a great influence. We start fighting, we start swearing, we start accusing, and it becomes a very miserable relationship even with the wife. And if Allah's conscience is there, and at Allah's command of how to treat our wives kindly, with respect, with honor, it will make that action also very, very enjoyable. If we take another simple thing like sleep, if we do it with Allah's conscience, and we read our du'as, and we realize we are handing ourselves over to Allah Ta'ala, that sleep will become a great act of ibadat. And if we do it without Allah's conscience, and we are fantasizing, we are thinking of evil things, that sleep will become like dirt and filth for us. Miserable it will become. Then we have all types of bad dreams, nightmares we start suffering from. So the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, for which this hadith has been brought, and especially in namaz, we must develop in every aspect of our namaz, we should have the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. If we cannot attain the state of humility and consciousness that Allah Ta'ala is watching us, then we should at least be aware of the fact that Allah is constantly watching us. If we cannot develop that we are seeing Allah Ta'ala in our namaz, everything, and Allah Himself, of course, we cannot see, but that we have the conscience and that we are aware of the presence of Allah. If we cannot achieve that state, then at least we should be conscious that Allah is watching me. Allah knows my thoughts also. Allah knows everything of me. And Allah is going to take me to account for it on the day of Qiyamah. If we are aware of that, the great, great change will come in our whole deen, in our whole lives. May Allah bless us with these realities and bring them into us so that we can enjoy the true fruit of this beautiful deen and not take deen just as some rules and regulations, and that we by force have to just follow and fulfill those rules and regulations, but that we enjoy our deen. Deen is supposed to be enjoyed. It is supposed to give us enjoyment in our life. And if we will bring proper deen, we will get that enjoyment. May Allah in His kindness bless us with that reality.